Hopefully they won't come down at your house. That's why you're tuned into Rosie on the House, so we can save you from those kind of heartaches. Let me explain a simple thing about concrete. There's a few things that are absolutely sure in life. Taxes, death, and concrete will crack.
That's right.
There's no concrete that won't crack. So in our human genius, we throw steel rebar in there, so when it does crack, it doesn't come apart.
Correct.
So all of the concrete that you see supporting your home, the apartments through town, the high-rises downtown, all of that concrete has a steel rebar skeleton to it. It includes your stem wall. But that has, in the stem wall application in particular, some inherent challenges. Even though we're in Arizona, we've still got irrigation, utility trenches, all kinds of sources of irrigation and water moisture accessing that stem wall. And many builders like to pour the stem wall self-leveling.
Yeah.
At about a 2-inch slump, watered down. And I don't know what that ends up being once it cures, but I doubt that it's the 3,000 specified PSI it's supposed to be. So that's your stem wall. We've developed, I say we, I'm taking credit because Bob's my guest here on the show. Bob developed this system of getting that steel out of there and correcting the rebar. Let's wrap up the show a little bit talking about mistakes people make and assumptions they make that are improper on how this can get fixed.
Yeah, so a lot of people just think, oh, well, it's just a crack. There's lots of ways of fixing cracks in concrete. You can epoxy inject it. Well, that's right. You can epoxy inject it, but that's not going to stop the rebar from rusting and expanding. Even if you somehow magically coat it all the way around the rebar, you haven't removed the rust from it. So it's going to continue to rust. So epoxy injection doesn't fix the problem. Some people believe, oh, my handyman is going to use, you know, a really 10,000-pound patch of concrete. No, the tensile strength of a 10,000 PSI concrete patch is still only about 750 pounds. Very, very weak. Has no chance against the 9,000 pounds of oxide jacking. Most people don't realize the complexity of the problem because to the eye, it looks simple, but it is quite complex. It does require a comprehensive fix.
You dig into it, you go down this rabbit hole of cathode, cathodic protection, anodes, and electrolysis, and how it's all working together. And it does get very complicated. So you take the conductivity of the product out by going to the composite material, and you solved it.
If you wanted to get real esoteric, you could put a cathodic protection program in with electrical currents and all that kind of stuff, but it would cost you a fortune. You
know? And that's generally what they do at places like I'm scared of, like Hoover Dam.
Yeah, or big power plants or big infrastructure, they use these cathodic protection plans, correct.
To keep the electric current from oxidizing all the steel buried in all the concrete.
That's right.
All right. So, folks, as a trusted peer of mine, if you've got a concern about your foundation, your stem wall, your house settling or heaving, I couldn't recommend more for you to call my friend Bob Brown at Arizona Foundation Solutions.
602-702-5390-520 762-4164, Southern Arizona. And y'all do work, you know, we don't have a Northern Arizona number, but, you know, they could call either one of those.
Correct. We have offices in Prescott, Flagstaff, and Sholo as well.
Perfect. Okay. I'll get those numbers there and get those updated on our website. Y'all do. I mean, it's seriously statewide.
Yes.
And then we get into the whole new topic of what do you do with crawl spaces. Once you go on top of the rim, a lot of those homes aren't slab on grade, crawl spaces. And everything we've done about crawl spaces since the beginning of time, we're now finding may have been wrong. We're going to have you back to talk about that.
Absolutely.
We've been venting crawl spaces. Now we're sealing them.
Correct.
Completely. 180 degree change of what we've done, really, from the beginning of time.
Total flip.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions. More of Rosie on the House all next hour. Stay tuned.